back to my house, Rosie on the house. But we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner.
Just had a call from a Miss Janet. We had a pretty bad connection, but she had a question for you. And I wanted you to answer for her, but I had to tell her what I knew of the subject. But she wanted to know what you think about home warranties. She wanted to know, who would you recommend?
Generally speaking, don't recommend home warranties. There might be an exception here or there, because you never say never. I haven't found one yet, but I'm sure there's one out there that does exist. There are very, because when you end up in one of these home warranties, when you have a problem, they send out a service guy, and you can't control really who is coming out. So, which can lead to a lot of problems. And a lot of them are incentivized and make commissions off of selling you things you don't need. There are certain types of appliance insurances you can get that, I never look for a reason to spend more on insurance. You got health insurance, you got car insurance, you got home insurance. Yeah, everything seems insurance. But there's these very cheap home appliance breakage insurance that you can add to your policy, so that, let's say, something, your air conditioning did go out, well, then you can, through that insurance, get the money to do the replacement, but you get to control who physically comes out and does the work.
I think that's the key right there. And the other key, we have a nice article on the website called Budgeting for Home Maintenance. So our philosophy has kind of always been, we'll make a little savings nest for when things go wrong, but take care of your stuff. Schedule the home maintenance and things. But nowadays, you can go to office store, and they'll try to sell you an insurance on a $2 stapler.
I know.
just think, you don't need that. But
I like
there are
the
times.
I like the stick of gum that I'm not making this up too.
No kidding.
They wanted me an insurance program on it. Extra coverage on a stick.
Serious? Okay.
Yeah, I'm dead serious about that. That was 15 years ago. They stopped doing that.
Good.
Well, that's exactly true. That's why we don't recommend home warranties. And I get a lot of pushback on that. But I want y'all to just think about it for a minute. These home warranty companies go out and they solicit commitments from service providers. And if I want the work that warranty company is going to give me, I've got to commit to an introductory rate that very possibly is below my costs. So every lead, every prospect this warranty company issues me, I know I'm going out there at a loss. I'm highly motivated to find out why it can't be covered by the warranty, why I can charge you what my real costs are, or an additional repair that you may not need or even suspect you need. We'd rather you develop great relationships with service providers you could lean on year after year after year. If you want to insure against unexpected losses, go to your homeowner's insurance agent and get a rider on the expensive appliances. It will be much less money, and it will leave you in control. I'm going to get 7 phone calls Monday.
No.
From home warranty.
I'm going to get 7.
Okay, good. Hallelujah.
And I'll take messages for you.
Yeah.
And we'll be fair. If you know somebody, you think, if you want to prove it's different, give it a shot.
Yeah. If they could come up with a home warranty company that would let you pick your own service providers, that would change my attitude. Because you may have the service providers cared for that particular piece of equipment for a couple years, but then the warranty company is going to send somebody else out. So, okay, enough on that. As every one of you listening know, today's a pretty important anniversary of a historical event for the greatest country that's ever occupied planet Earth, America. And we'd like to encourage you, as a part of our family, listeners to Rosie on the House, that if you haven't yet, if it skipped your mind, or maybe your flag's a little tattered, we'd like you to take the effort. now, if you haven't already done it, to go put Old Glory on display somewheres in your front yard. We're going to have a special guest on in the next hour, and we're going to take any question or text that you might have about repair or maintenance or projects at your house, home, castle, or cabin. But we're bringing on one of my favorite guests, Associate Professor of History from Grand Canyon University, Dr. David Dean. And Dr. David and I, and Romy and Jennifer and Gary, are all going to have a conversation not about the horror or the drama of 9/11. We're going to be talking about the unity of 9/12. What we saw 20 years ago tomorrow. And why that should plant a great amount of hope and cheer in your heart. Because that's what we do here at Rosie on the House. We plant hope and cheer.